Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Hi everyone, I'm Cheryl Butler, and you're listening to the Mighty Mommy's Quick and Dirty Tips podcast, which will help make your life as a parent a little bit easier and a lot more fun. Welcome! Today's episode is number 444, How to Balance Your Kids' Cell Phone Use, because now that school's back in session, it's important to keep them on task. As my kids start another new school year, I'm grateful that we just enjoyed an overall relaxing summer without a heavy schedule of commitments and sports practices, club activities, and the usual running around that we tend to do between September and May. I'll try to remind myself of this at the end of their first week back, because now that school's in session, our day-to-day lifestyle has just intensified in every area possible. One thing that does help me breathe a lot easier is the fact that despite the many different directions we all go throughout the week, we can at least stay connected and communicate thanks to the modern-day tool of our cell phones. Because my 8 kids all have cell phones, I do have a peace of mind when they're out and about, attending sporting events, after-school commitments, including their part-time jobs. On the other hand, this same piece of technology that allows us to stay in touch while we're apart also has a downside. They're distracting and at times addicting. And it's not just the kids. We parents can be just as sidetracked with our smartphones as our kids. Cell phones are definitely an asset to both kids and parents. So Mighty Mommy shares 6 ways to balance the use of cell phones in your lives. Tip number 1. Set limits. Although my kids have a pretty good understanding of family rules, what behaviors are accepted and not, and where the wiggle room is in terms of boundaries, not much, they still look to me to set limits for what will be tolerated in our family home. We have curfews, scheduled chores, and regular family meetings to keep our family on track. I work full-time, and so does their father, so we aren't able to keep watch of their technology habits round the clock. That said, we knew we had to establish limits on our kids' texting and calling time because we couldn't physically monitor it while both myself and their father were at work. In 10 ways to get your kids off their phone that don't require bribery, we learned that it's a parent's job to establish limits for the safe use of technology so their kids can learn how to use communication devices in a healthy way, says Jameson Monroe, founder and CEO of Newport Academy, a mental health treatment program for teens. You own your child's phone. It's your property. So as a parent, you're in charge of setting common sense limits on its use, just like you do around driving, drugs, and alcohol. What's more, in this era of cyberbullying and online stalking, this is a safety issue for many teens, he adds. So talk to your kids as this new school year begins, and set rules and limits on what you deem acceptable for texting and calling, both in and after school hours. Tip number 2, sign a contract. We found that having a written contract helped with cell phone expectations. Keep kids accountable by signing a family contract about what is acceptable and not. The best way to keep your kids informed about what you expect regarding cell phone usage is to put it in writing. And no, it's not corny. A cell phone contract is a smart and effective way to discuss what is and is not appropriate regarding your kids' talk time. You can lay out the rules for when and for how long they can use their phones and who they can speak with. After you've gone over the rules, have your kids sign the contract and keep it in a highly visible place, like on the refrigerator door. Tip number 3, limit calling and texting times. One of my biggest frustrations with my children and their cell phones is that they had access to texting and calling 24/7. Whether we were having a family dinner or they were supposed to be doing a homework assignment, that cell phone of theirs was beckoning to them to reach out and connect with someone, regardless of what they were supposed to be doing. Thanks to phone carriers, however, parents are able to have parental control over texting and calling. Many major phone providers, including Verizon, T-Mobile, Sprint, and AT&T, all offer services such as setting texting limits, blocking incoming or outgoing calls to certain phone numbers, and shutting and locking the phone at certain times of the day and night. They may also provide GPS so that you can always see where your child is calling from. There's usually an additional fee per month per phone line for these services, but it's worth it to spend some phone-free time with your child. Besides blocking extra texts and calls, will prevent your kid from incurring any costly overage charges once she goes over her minutes or texts. My ex-husband and I are both on the same page when it comes to cell phone use. We both monitor our kids' accounts and found that when we locked into these parameters, our kids became re-engaged with family time and kicked it up a notch with their school requirements. Tip number 4, take a phone timeout. Everyone needs a phone timeout, especially during meal times, when doing homework, or when chilling out with the family. We had to physically sit down with our children to figure out the best time to put away cell phones. I designated a special basket to store all our electronic devices, including mine. This way, your child won't be tempted to use her phone when she should be concentrating on a school assignment or connecting with the family during dinner or a special TV show that you all like to watch together.
They say plants like music. Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.
I live by routines, but I especially love my same-day delivery routine with Shipt. And my shopper knows this about me. When Sunday rolls around and I place my weekly stock-up order, Joe sends texts from the aisles. Wilted lettuce? Nuh-uh. Hard pass. Deal on my favorite sparkling water? Whew. Grab two. Fresh flowers just because? Sounds like a delightful idea. If you love routines that work for you, get Shipt same-day delivery. Shipt. Delight in every delivery. Learn more at Shipt.com/hi.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
And tip number 5, limit downtime. When our family is engaged in walking the dog or heading to the beach for a walk together, they know their father and I expect that cell phones are tucked away no matter what. Pick a few activities each week that will connect you as a family, a walk, a bike ride, or maybe even playing a board game, and make that your sacred downtime. This means all electronics, especially cell phones, are off limits for an hour or so. Remember, this includes you too. No checking your office emails or texts from friends and family that need a piece of you each and every day. Families need to be reintroduced to simple, quiet time. This helps clear the mind and the stresses of your daily life that would otherwise be constantly interrupted by the constant pinging of cell phone and social media announcements. And tip number 6, be the example. Finally, we as parents are the role models for everything that our kids do in life. As a parent, you set the rules for what role cell phones and other mobile devices play during family time. Keep in mind your phone use is an example your kids are likely to follow, too. In 10 ways to get your kids off their phone that don't require bribery, we learn, if you want your kids to get off their phones, You need to get off yours, says social psychologist and parenting expert Susan Newman, PhD. Newman urges parents to remember that they're role models. It may not look like it, but kids are watching and learning from their parents all the time. Try having the entire family leave their phones turned off or at least put away during time spent together. And always switch off your ringer during events that are important to your child, such as school plays and sports games. Being on your cell phones during family time can distract you from connecting with each other. How appropriate do you think it is to use cell phones during family time? This is likely linked to whether or not you use your own cell phone then. While some people need to check their phones for work or emergency purposes, it's also important for parents to model putting away their phones, engage in face-to-face communication with loved ones, and enjoy time together. My sacred rule when I walk in the door after a 10-hour workday is to leave my cell phone in my purse. I immediately tend to make dinner for my family, and I religiously don't check my iPhone until after the kids' homework is done and when they're settled into their nighttime routine. They can always count on my undivided attention between the hours of 6 and 10 p.m. It's all about family during those hours, no matter what. And they know I expect the same of them when we're together eating dinner and handling after-school assignments. How do you limit your child's and your cell phone time? Share your thoughts with us in the comment section at quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy. And you can also post your ideas on the Mighty Mommy Facebook page, as well as email me at mommy@quickanddirtytips.com. And I hope you'll visit my family-friendly boards at pinterest.com/mightymommyqdt. Thanks so much for listening this week. Enjoy your family time, and until we meet again, happy parenting!
I live by routines, but I especially love my same-day delivery routine with Shipt. And my shopper knows this about me. When Sunday rolls around and I place my weekly stock-up order, Joe sends texts from the aisles. Wilted lettuce? Nuh-uh. Hard pass. Deal on my favorite sparkling water? Whew. Grab two. Fresh flowers just because? Sounds like a delightful idea. If you love routines that work for you, get Shipt same-day delivery. Shipt. Delight in every delivery. Learn more at Shipt.com/hi.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.